You know, amen, as we are called to work for the Lord and as God separates us, amen, to do what he desires us to do by way of our service and of our ministry to the Lord. How many know that if you are the redeemed of the Lord, you are a servant of God? Tell your neighbor, I'm God's minister. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm a servant of the Most High God. Amen. Praise God. God has called us, amen, out. Amen. Praise God to him. We are called, amen, and even made for his pleasure. Amen. Praise God. For it's all about him. And so much about him it is that it's his love that caused us to be redeemed. Amen. It's all about him because it was his grace and his mercy that lifted us up out of our low estate. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We had no hope without a redeemer. We had no hope without a God that was willing to come down from glory and to look on us, hallelujah, in our low estate and still have compassion on us. Amen. Praise God. The only way we can fathom, hallelujah, and then we cannot really fathom the depth of God's love, amen, is to see, praise God, that we meant something to him because he wouldn't let us just die. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. You know how it is with us. Sometimes you mess up too bad. They say, well, just let them just die. Can you say amen? Just let them die. Can you say amen? And amen. Praise God. Sometimes we get in the place, we're going to help them die. Lord, you ain't dead yet. Can you say amen? But God ain't that kind of God. Can you say amen? When he saw us in our low estate, amen, needing somebody to help us, he had compassion. He didn't want us to die. And his will for all of humanity was that they might live and not die. You better praise him today. Hallelujah. Praise our God. He came to bring redemption. And he came, praise God, hallelujah, to bring deliverance to everyone who would trust in him. Amen. Praise God. You know the story. Amen. He came unto his own to announce that the kingdom of God is at hand. Can you say amen? He came preaching. Hallelujah. Don't delay any longer. You ain't gotta wait no longer. Your king has arrived. Hallelujah. He began that message at the outset of his ministry, and toward the end of his ministry, he reaffirmed that he was the king, amen, that they were looking for. He was the Messiah. He was the deliverer. Can we say amen? The wise man came seeking the one that was born king of the Jews. Can you say amen? Jesus began the message preaching, amen, the time is here. It is fulfilled. Your king has come. Lastly, he came riding, amen, into Jerusalem on the donkey, on the foal of an ass. As Zechariah had said, can you say amen? Your king come unto you. He's coming lowly and he's riding upon the foal of an ass. Can you say amen? All that the Lord did, amen, to convince them, amen, that he was their king, they still rejected him on the right hand and on the left. Can you say amen? When they were asked to choose, they chose a murderer. Can you say amen? Amen. Don't want Jesus, give us Barabbas. Can you say amen? But amen, I want to take you back in these events earlier on in the ministry of Christ. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I told you that because the thrust of the word of God was to get men to believe in who he was. Can you say amen? To get men
men to accept him as the king that he was. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. But we see early on in the ministry of the Lord that men got their own ideas. They got their own way. And amen. Praise God. When they saw him working miracles, when they saw him doing wonders, amen. Praise God. They began to say, this is the one. Can you say amen? Amen. He's the one. That's the prophet that they spoke about. Can you say amen? But what we got to realize, that God don't want us believing on him only by miracles. He wants us to believe on him by the word of the Lord. Can you say amen? You got to believe on him as the scripture have said who he was. Why does God back away? Amen. When they have seen the miracles, and on the basis of that, they're able and willing to accept him as who he is. Amen. In truth. Amen. But cause when the Antichrist come, he also will do miracles. And because he does miracles, amen, much of the world will be deceived, because all they looking at is the miracle. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you gotta look a little further than the miracle. Can you say amen? It's a good thing if you got healed, but you gotta look further than that. It's a good thing if you got delivered, but who delivered you? Lord have mercy. Can you say amen? Who brought you out? Who made a way? Who opened the door? Remember who our God is. Amen. It ain't nobody like him. Can you say amen? He kept on working. Can you say amen? Fed 4,000. Fed 5,000. Can you say amen? Amen. Then he slipped away from them. And the people, amen, they got up looking for him. Where Jesus at? Amen. He gone. The disciples gone. Amen. We heard he went over to Capernaum. They got on ships. And amen, they went over there too. Can you say amen? Talking about Rabbi, where you been? Can you say amen? Amen. But God know how to see through us. Can you say amen? He know how to see right through us. He say, you're following me for the fish and the loaves. I know why you're here. Can you say amen? But don't you labor for the meat that will perish. Tell your neighbor, I need another kind of meat. Can you say amen? I need a meat that'll last me. I need a meat that'll take me through the storm. I need a meat that will cause me to endure. I need a different kind of meat. He withdrew himself from men. They would have taken him and made him king. Can you say amen? But he backed up because he knew what was in man. Any man make you, that's the man that can break you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, any man that can make you, that's the man that can break you. Can you say amen? I don't need no man to make me. Can you say, I don't want no man to make me. For the man that make you is the one that can break you. Tell your neighbor, I'm made so I can't be broken. You better praise it. Tell your neighbor, I'm made so I can't be broken. Amen. When God saved me, when he redeemed me, he made me a different kind of way. He made me to go through the storm. He made me to hold on to an unchanging hand. Made me to have assurance in him that he'd never fail me. He'd never come short of his promises to me. He withdrew from men because he knew what was in men. Men, amen, think they do you a favor, then they think you owe them a favor. Can you say amen? He knew what was in men. Can you say amen? Amen. Because if they buy you, they think they owe you. Lord. Can you say amen? He knew what was in men. Can you say amen? Men are crafty. Amen. They'll help you fulfill what your destiny is supposed to be. Amen. But then they want the credit. Can you say amen? They'll help you get there. But you better put my name. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? But God withdrew. Can you say amen? And from this instruction of God withdrawing from man and not leading to man and not trusting in man, amen, it is for us to understand that we don't need to go with man. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Don't go with man. Can you say amen, Jesus? Don't care where they want to put you. Don't go with man. Can you say amen? Don't care how much they tell you they can do for you. Don't go with me. Amen. Don't care how many times they tell you I'm going to always be there. I'm going to be right there. Don't you go with me. Can you say amen? Tell your name. Bibles can be us. Bibles can be us. Amen. You want to know how to go? You go with God. Go with God. Man will leave you. He'll cut you short. He'll disappoint you. He'll make you cry. He'll put you down. He'll kick you out. But Bibles can be us. Go with God. Go with God. He'll never leave you. Go with God. He'll never forsake you. Go with God. He'll be there. When nobody else is able to reach you, he will be able to reach you. Amen. Moses understood. I'm closing. But Moses understood. Can you say amen? For God said, this is what I want you to do, and this is where I want to bring you to. Can you say amen? But Moses said, wait, Lord. Can you say amen? I want to know if your spirit is going with us. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, Moses said, I want to be one that goes with God. Can you say amen? I want to know, Lord, if your spirit is going with me. Can you say amen? And God say, yeah, my spirit will go with you. Can you say amen? Amen. Some of us are not like Moses. Some of us want to get there in the kind of way we can. Can you say amen? Long as we get there, let's just get there. Can you say amen? But I'm here to tell you, amen, that ain't the way. Amen. Moses understood. I don't want to get there just any kind of way. Amen. He told the Lord, all right, because if you don't go with me, if you don't go with me, then I don't want to go. Can you say amen? What you saying, Moses? Only place I want to go is with you. Can you say amen? How many want to be with him? Even in the valley, I want to be with him. Can you say amen? Even in the storm, I want to be with him. Even when there's trouble in my life, I don't want to be all by myself. I want a God to be there with me. Can you say amen? That devil be telling you, amen, turn here, turn there. But I got to tell the devil, Miles, come be us. I got to go with God. I'm sorry. He's my helper. He's my deliverer. He's my way maker. He's my all and my all. Don't tell me to go any other way. But I got to go with God. Go with God. Can you say amen? The burden may be heavy sometimes, but go with God. Amen. Praise God. The way may be difficult. Can you say amen? But amen. I don't care how good man's plan might look. You better hold on to God's plan. I don't care how enticing it may be. I'm here to tell you, Bios, Bios, go with God. Amen. Hold on to him in the storm. Hold on to him in the rain. Hold on to him. Can you
just go. Just go with God. Just go with God. Can you say amen? Amen. Can you just go with God? Just go with God. We ain't got to worry about being protected. Just go with God. Can you say amen? We ain't got to worry about being clothed and fed. Just go with God. You got to worry about a way being made. Just go with God. Can you say amen? Because if you go with him, amen, praise God, he's more than the whole world against you. If he be for you, you can shout every day. If he be for you, you can continue to rejoice. If he be for you, you can keep your praise. Just go with God. Just go with God. Amen. Main thing the devil wants you to do is get out of church when some trouble comes. Can you say amen? Yeah, they get on your nerve. Yeah, they get on your last nerve. They don't act like no brother and sister. Can you say amen? But you better make your mind up. I'm going with God. Can you say amen? Don't nobody ever hug me. I'm going to hug on him. Can you say amen? If nobody ever concurred me, I bet you he will. I bet you he will. I bet you he'll tell me I can make it. I bet you he'll tell me to keep on going on. Hold on a little while. I'm God all by myself. Can you say amen? God don't go with me. Can you say amen? Amen. Men gotta learn to go with God. Tell your neighbor, I gotta learn bios con Dios. I gotta learn. I gotta learn bios con Dios. I gotta learn bios con Dios. No matter what's happening around me, I gotta learn. I gotta go with God. Men in their minds will poison and corrupt you.
Yes, they will. That's what they do.
But with men, you lose your praise.
Oh, have mercy.
Yeah, you will. But with men, amen, pray God, you get in church so heavy, you can't even praise. To get saved, man. But with men, you be in the house of God with your head hung down. How in the world you gonna be redeemed, sealed with the Holy Ghost on your way to glory, and the devil got you holding your head down? Oh no, oh no, oh no, I'm not sorry, I'm not sorry, sorry. Can you say amen? Yes, say thank you, Jesus. See, the way to build, amen, a more enduring and an everlasting relationship. Can you say amen? Is to go with God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Don't just meet him.
No.
And don't walk with him.
No.
You got to go with
him. That's what I'm talking about.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
You think you know all about him when you got filled with the Holy Ghost? No, honey, no. Can you say amen? You knew the joy. You knew the power. Can you say amen? You knew the moving of the Holy Ghost. But you didn't know he could be caught in your lowest estate. You didn't know that yet. Can you say amen? But when you got there, you found out that what you had was more than you imagined. You mean I can go through this? Can you say amen? You mean I can endure this? You mean I can hold on through this? God said, yes, you can. Long as you stay with me. Can you say amen? Long as you stay with me. I am a way maker. Can you say amen? Want to know the truth? I am the way. Can you say thank you, Jesus? To have the attitude that amen, praise God, amen. It don't, the flesh don't lean that way.
No, no.
We don't lean that way. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. See, we don't always see it outwardly, But there's a warfare.
Oh, watch out. I know.
Can you say amen? Amen. War against the flesh. They are in enmity, one against the other. Can you say amen? Don't you expect your flesh to praise him? Your flesh ain't about praising no God. Don't you expect your flesh to love him? The flesh love what it loves, but it ain't God. So thank you, Jesus. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So our inclination of the flesh is away from God. Can you say amen?
No, no, no.
And if you follow that inclination,
no, no.
Amen. First you're going to have, amen, a leaning.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when God only seeing you on your side.
Uh-huh.
Can you say amen? After a while, you're going to have a turning.
Uh-huh.
And God only seeing you on your back.
Uh-huh.
Can you say amen? And after a while, you're going to have another change.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to move it away.
Uh-huh.
And God seeing you in the distance.
Uh-huh.
Can you say amen?
Uh-huh.
Tell your neighbor, I don't want God seeing me on my side.
Uh-huh.
I don't want him seeing me in my back.
Uh-huh.
I don't want him seeing me walking away.
I
don't want him seeing me at a distance. I need him to be a present help in a time of trouble. He said he would be. I need him to be. So I gotta go with him.
Right. That's the secret.
Yeah, we wanna pick the road.
Help, Lord.
You know how it is.
Yeah, I'm gonna go
Lot and Abraham.
Yeah.
We want the way to look good. Can you say thank you, Jesus? We want the way to look easy. Oh, yeah. You mean they ain't got to be in church that much? Yeah, I like that. You
That's
mean they ain't got all of them services and all of that loud screaming preaching? I like that. Can you say amen? No, they don't never have no fast day. I like that. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Yeah, take a little wine for your stomach's sake. I like that. And you know it ain't for your stomachs. Yes, thank you.
Right.
Are y'all hearing me? Amen. Praise God. Amen. We are leading in our own direction. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. We see the road. Amen. Praise God. That look easy. And guess what? Whole lot of folk. Lord, a whole lot of folk.
Right on the
man.
Help, Lord.
All of them folk. They must know something, but the word say they don't know.
They don't know nothing. It's true.
Because broad is the way.
Yeah.
Wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in there. Come, we got to be so different. Because you redeemed, that's why. What, you don't want to be special? You want to be special?
Yes.
Oh, well, I want to be special. Can you say thank you, Jesus? See, special folk get special treatment.
Oh, hey. Witness! Go witness! Witness! Go ahead.
You don't want to be special?
Witness!
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Special folk get special treatment.
Yes. Witness! Witness!
I gotta leave you, but listen. Amen. When the plagues was rolling in Egypt, there was a land called Goshen. Can you say amen? I say special folk get special treatment. Can you say amen? And when Israel, amen, praise God, was getting ready to come out, they had to wait on God to get through. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you can't get out until God get through. Y'all ain't hearing me. You gotta wait for God to get through. And when God gets through, you ain't gotta worry about how you gonna get out. He's going to bring you out. Just let God get through. When he get through, it's going to be a way, man. Nobody going to mess with you. Not when God get through. When God get through, ain't nobody going to wag their tongue. Ain't nobody going to shake their head. Ain't nobody going to point their finger. Just let God finish. You gotta go with him. You gotta go with God. So yeah, you're gonna be restricted. Cause you're special. You're peculiar. You are a holy nation. You are a royal priesthood. Can you say amen? In the natural, it's a shame sometimes what we see leadership do. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? Amen. Praise God. But God has chosen us. Amen. Praise God. And his righteousness is what abides in us. Can you say amen? And when you look at me, you got to look beyond it. Can you say amen? Because you don't see it in me. Because it's inside. Can you say amen? And hold the treasure in an earthen vessel. The long and the short of it is, don't let him go. Hold on to him. When men entice you, sit down. Stop. Take your hand from the plow. Let it go. Leave it alone. And you say, when I tell you that, you tell them, I gotta go with God. I gotta go with God. I can't follow men. I've got to go with God. So I leave you with that word. Bye.